This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Popping in for two segments, Dr. Steve Machenik, with an update on the intelligence community and everybody that basically turned against Hillary. And he was just one more person telling you that, documenting it, talking to his sources. But this is just a massive awakening across the board to tyranny. And to see Trump now putting Jeff Sessions in as the head attorney general, which he's not confirmed yet, but he's got a very good record, been in the Senate. I don't see the Senate not confirming him. This is going to be a big deal. It's going to be a day long remembered. And it's not about settling scores with Hillary. Getting up here on air and going after her, saying put her in prison, putting airplanes in the sky. She's a very vindictive person. But I had to do it. And I would have no power if it wasn't for you. We're all just one contiguous body that loves liberty, and we absolutely kicked their butt. And to see record numbers of black and Hispanic Americans vote for Trump against all the brainwashing, all the stuff that he's a racist, just showed that self-preservation and common sense is a lot more effective than pity party brainwashing. They want us to be, it's not even racism we face, it's all this neurotic political correctness, uptight. I mean, I'll just tell you, you get around so-called liberals, they're the most anti-liberal people I've ever been around. Liberal means hospitality and fun and low taxes and freedom and not judging people and stuff like that. That's how I am. Until you try to dominate me and guilt me. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And I've been around modern liberals. Man, they are the most obsessed neurotic weirdos. I told the story about a year ago. We're going to break, come back with our guest. A couple years ago, I got invited out to a buddy's lake house, and there was a boat dock shared by the community of, like, I guess, 5-6 houses in this little subdivision area. It was a tiny community organization, homeowners association. And I'm sitting there with my son. He's fishing, and I'm fishing. We're catching perch and catfish in the morning. And I had a cup of coffee, and this lady walks over, and she goes, I'm a professor, and, you know, we're going to have some gypsies here next door. You're not a racist. You're not against gypsies, are you? And I said, what type of gypsy? What is it, a pikey, an Irish gypsy? Is it a Romanov? She goes, oh, you know all that. Oh, and I was like, well, yeah. And I was all writing to my data sheet, you know, zzz, you know, I wonder what I'm going to have a lazy eye, a genetic deformity, nothing mean. I'm just like data mining and everything in my own brain. Like, well, they're going to be here, blah, blah, blah. You know, just hope you're not, you know, backwards and stuff. There's a lot of racists that don't like gypsies and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, this guy's connected to Professor UT and blah, blah, blah. They're really wonderful people. And I said, okay, well, whatever. So I'm there at the community dock fishing, this boat dock. And then she goes, is this your son? And I'm sitting there as he's fishing, and I'm going, yeah. She goes, what happened to your eye? Did someone hit you? He has a birthmark on the side of his head. It's kind of sad. As he's gotten older, it's gone away. You know, you get attached to things like that. And he goes, that's my birthmark. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you did anything. And she was like a normal-looking white lady, 35, but just a basket case. I mean, like a cult leader of just weirdness. And then the gypsies show up. They were there that weekend. They were pretty nice folks, except during the day the waves would get big, and they had like a three-year-old girl half the time without a life jacket, like under the boat dock and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you need to. And I'm like Googling, you know, they don't take care of their kids, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you know, the kind of, that's dangerous, you know. And it's just like, it's a culture. It's like the Nazis. I'm going to say the Nazis had a bad culture. I mean, the gypsies, depending on which group you look at, it's about, on average, everybody else has come at you. And, you know, some gypsy groups mutilate their kids so they can get money, you know, for their deformities. And it's just, I was in Rome a year and a half ago, man, and the damn gypsies were robbing people in front of me. They'll come over and take your drink off your table and drink it in front of you. And it's like, it's It's like liberals have adopted that. They're just pissed at everyone. They're super racist, and they're saying you're racist, and it's like they're just in your face. This woman was like, am I abusing my son? She was like literally flipping out because she was so uncomfortable she needed to morally be better than me. It was a form of dominance.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the moon.
How many times I gotta tell you?
How many times must I say I love you? Oh, you finally understand.
Gordon got the phone call from Trump. Said, I'm gonna slap tariffs on your ass. You better stay here. And they said, you know what? We're gonna stay here. Apple's saying, you know what? China's collapsing. We think we'll move back to the United States. All because we got somebody in there who's not out to get the country. And now Senator Sessions is gonna be put in as AG. You know what that signals? Indictments. A lot of good stuff happening. And it's not vindictive. I just laugh because that witch looked like death warmed over 2 days ago when she finally popped back up whatever subterranean gremlin pit she's in. And it is an exciting time. They're tripling down, though, with race war crap. the mayor's put out that whiteness, you know, F whiteness, whites are bad. That's the mayor. I mean, this is just an insane asylum level with a white guy, but of German slash Italian ancestry saying that with his weird little psycho controller minions. The good news is the, quote, minorities know they're the majority, and they want prosperity, too. So it is just incredible what's happening. Meanwhile, they're panicking that globalism's in trouble, the EU's collapsing, world government's in trouble. But the New York Times comes out and says, I'm insane, globalism doesn't exist. Talk about gaslighting. We got a former psychological warfare head of the State Department. Maybe he can tell us about gaslighting. Or maybe it's not gaslighting. Maybe they're just mentally ill and still delusional. Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us at the bottom of the hour. Then your phone calls. What do you think of the election? Where all this is going? I'm certainly going to kill Trump. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So, best-selling author, wrote books with Tom Clancy, produced films, involved in all sorts of clandestine activities. Very interesting guy who actually was out there in the fields, in the streets, not just as an analyst, breaking down what's happening. And boy, Hillary tried to steal five states. She did steal five states. She still lost. But they were confident. They printed up, you know, Newsweek that she was Madam President. I think we've reached the tipping point. We're not out of the woods yet, but maybe I'm wrong. Dr. Steve Pachinik, what do you think of StevePachinik.com?
Alex, I want to congratulate you for getting on the front page of the Washington Post. I think that's indicative of the fact that Jeff Bezos and the entire liberal community, which was controlling and controlled by the Clintons and the corporations, is now disintegrating. What's happened is it's really an American revolution in a very unique way. And Roger Stone was correct when he said you were the cutting edge in terms of the words you spoke, the fact that you stood there and continuously hammered at the issues that we were concerned about, the false flags, the 9/11, the Sandy Hook, and they praised you by saying you're a conspiracist, you're a truther, and that is the new language of our revolution. In other words, to be called a truther and to be called a conspiracist means a lot to us. If we're all truthers and we say that Obama was lying, and Obama created false flags, Obama celebrated the fact that he killed Osama bin Laden when Osama bin Laden has been dead, then what's happened in our revolution is that we're basically stating the truth and we went against the system. The system has now been completely turned upside down. Never in our history have we had a multi-billionaire who's made his own business, never had to go out and ask for help from others other than his own family, has been bankrupt in his companies, which is standard for business in the real estate industry. Let me tell you, it's standard. And at the same time, went around seven times a day, eight times a day on his own plane, on his own expense account, and basically mustered the wrath of the American people to get elected into the presidency. I welcome him. I wish him the best of luck, and I think he's chosen well. Jared Kushner, his quiet advisor, I think is quite brilliant. I think Bannon, as a chief of staff, was a very good choice. And I think the notion that he was anti-Semitic is absolutely absurd. I mean, Bannon was...
Well, they don't even say where it comes from. He's not even anti-Israel in any way. They just make this crap up.
Well, but Alex, you got to look at, you know, the press doesn't even look at the basic history. Bannon was an executive in investment banking in mergers and acquisitions. Now, I've been in that position in another firm, Kidder. But to be in Goldman Sachs and to be anti-Semitic, that's just not possible. Then he went into the movie business and became an executive producer and a producer of a lot of films, again, in an industry that was predominantly Jewish. Then he works with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, who basically are Orthodox Jews. So the notion that he is both an anti-Semite, a racist, and it's just absolute nonsense. So what you see basically is the propaganda machine from the left or wherever the paper's coming from has never done due diligence. They never did due diligence.
They just spew crap. I mean, what they do is it's like when I said a Jewish mafia doesn't run things. I don't believe that. But the Emanuels are a mafia, just like there's Italian mafia. Then they turned that into anti-Semitism. In your view, let me ask you this. What do you think of the Emanuels? I mean, look at what they've done in Chicago.
One of them, and he happens to be my agent. He's not a very effective agent. He took over the William Morris agency, with which I've worked with for 30 years. He's arrogant, self-serving, totally, you know, I think he's a bore. I mean, I'm no longer with that agency, but...
Sure, that's my point. As I was saying, they're not running anything. I was saying, specifically, though, they act like gangsters.
It's pathetic to say that somebody who served in the IDF and has not served in the United States Army happens to be of dual loyalty. And I've said before, I do not approve of American Jews having two passports. You either have one American passport or one Israeli passport. You cannot have two. If you have an Israeli passport, then go to Israel, serve in Israel, but don't come and use our country. Bibi had two passports. He took advantage of the education we gave him here all the way through MIT. Then he came back and had the insolence to insult us, to demand things from us. Israel has no right to demand anything from us. It may be our ally, but it's not our best ally. There are many other countries who've been close to us. Israel has been a little child who has to be spanked repeatedly and has to grow up.
Well, I didn't mean to go off on all Israel, Jack. I'm just saying they spew this racism crap when it's not even there, and I think it doesn't work anymore. What do you expect them to strike back with? Because they seem to have only increased their lies. They don't seem to have learned from this. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
That's correct. I think what's happening is, in a revolution, when you stop doing the same thing again and again, as Einstein would say, and it's not effective, it becomes stupid. One of the things that I said a long time ago about Hillary was she was not as bright as everybody thought. I don't mean in terms of just being able to spout out policy. She never was able to be creative, initiate anything on her own, and think out of the box or strategic. When she did, and the Democrats did, we had Libya, we had Iraq, we had Syria. So what you have is a lack of sophisticated intelligence on the liberal side. What you have is constant palaver of the same type. At this point, they're totally shocked. Everything you said about the liberals, I have encountered in my own area. I couldn't believe that the people wouldn't talk to me. People were afraid. They were scared that they would be raped, pillaged, and this would be a Bolshevik or Stalinist takeover. I said, no, this is a revolution, but it's a revolution that was done very peacefully through the Internet, using many of our own people within the government, and it was done to take out corruption. Now, Trump and his family represented the voice of America and the energy of America. When did we ever have an entrepreneur like Trump who came forth, dedicated his whole life and mission, and said, I don't want your salary, I don't want your pension, I don't even want your health care? That's what the citizen warrior is all about. And he is going to appoint people who are along those lines. Jeff Sessions, I don't know him. I have a lot of respect for him. But this is a man who's been in the law, steeped in the law, for God, how many? Three, four decades.
40 years.
That's exactly right. And he worked all the way up from his own county, Senate, and came to the national government. This is not somebody who on a whim came in there. This is not a Loretta Lynch who works at Hogan and Hartson. This is not a James Comey who also worked at Hogan and Hartson. This is a gentleman who represents the South. Then we have Pence, the vice president, representing Indiana. Then we have Mike Pompeo. From Kansas. Is America beginning to understand that Trump understands what our country's about?
Well, let's stop right there. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. You've been saying for 5-6 years there'll be a de-evolution, that Europe will break up. You predicted the Brexit here, and you predicted that Trump, notice the South voted for him, understands where America's left, not bash on the North. It's just been taken over by corruption. We have to grow it back in the South and Midwest, then bring the freedom back to the East and West Coast. And you've been predicting this would happen. I know the intelligence community's looking at this as well. So let's talk about this.
Well, for a long time, as we were talking about globalism and the president talked about interrelationships, I was talking about devolution of power, because the very structure of interrelationship was asymmetric. And it was an example where if you had the EU and the EU had one printing press for 26 or 30 countries, it would not work. England understood this. England understood that the sterling, the pound, could never be attached to the EU because euro. Because the EU wasn't determined by France or Germany, it was determined by a bureaucratic entity in Brussels, which was totally ineffective, had thousands of...
Which has socialist ideology, but is robber baron at the same time. And so, again, we're seeing the global government project fail, aren't we?
It totally is failing because England is breaking out. Spain will
How did you know 6 years ago, it was about 6 years ago on the show, that it would fail? I mean, I wanted to believe you then, but I didn't see the evidence.
Well, because what I look at is the initial structures of institutions and where they are fragile. And when I began to see, when I was in France, I grew up in France part of my life. When I was in France in the 80s and the Maastricht Agreement was made, I understood very quickly that if you're going to change French francs or German Deutschmarks for the euro, you already failed. Why? Because Germany was so powerful that the Deutschmark was in fact determining the outcome of the entire trade organization in Europe. And I don't think Obama understood this. Bush Jr. never understood it. Our intelligence community could understand part of it, but they couldn't understand the speed at which we had devolution of power. The same thing in Washington. Even though Trump has come to Washington, he's really staying in his own place, and that makes sense.
By the way, I predicted, he didn't tell me this, I predicted he'd stay at Trump Tower at the time just to have a break with the whole system.
That's correct. And he has broken with the entire system. When everybody said, as if it was a joke, that he was Twittering. No, he explained it very well. In the 21st century, if you do not use Twitter, you failed.
He's not dumb. They're trying to take his best weapon away from him.
Well,
he has his
enemy,
Leslie Stahl, in front of him saying, please give up your direct communication with the people. Please let us be your intermediary so we can betray you.
Well, in a way, Alex, with all due respect, I don't see them as enemies because they're not that strong. They're not that formidable. When they see you, Alex Jones, as an enemy, that's formidable. I mean, what you have done over 14 years makes it formidable. And remember, it was a voice, and it was the Internet that you used and created, and you were able to syndicate that show.
Oh, I hear you. Well, listen, I don't talk about me all day, but what do you make of 126 on the web now, total site, 5 billion views on YouTube? I mean, do you think they figured out they're getting their ass kicked yet?
They don't want to. You got to understand when it hurts, they don't want to admit it. There's a dynamic called denial, and it's not a river in Egypt. They want to deny what happened to them. How can you explain if you're Hillary and Bill Clinton or Chelsea, how you spend $1 billion?
That was my next question. She really thought she would win. We confirmed with our sources. She threw fits, attacked people, had to be sedated.
That's correct.
So how was she so delusional when she was paying for fake polls, we knew it, to still think she would win?
Well, when you live in a bubble, and this is what we were talking about for decades, you and I, she lived in a bubble where she never had to do anything on her own, never drove her car, never had to go see a doctor who was a real doctor who could diagnose a Parkinsonism, and she was always protected by the Secret Service. But I want to thank certain members of the Secret Service who revealed to us that she had these diseases. Even if she got into the White House, which I didn't think she would make, she could never remain as president of the United States. It just wouldn't happen. I can't go into the reasons why, but she understood it. Unfortunately, Bill Clinton and the Democrats never understood what I was saying months before and almost a year before there. Do not run. It wasn't an issue of my threatening them. It was a warning to them. You cannot run. You are not viable as an entity. I don't know who was going to run against her at that time, but we knew very well within the system she could not be accepted within our system.
Sure, so it shows how disconnected from reality they are, and so is the cloistered corporate press. So what happens to the corporate press? Do they kind of like blow in the wind like a facade? Or are they fully collapse?
They're disintegrated. Alex, what's happening is, where you're growing, with all due respect, they're basically having a cash flow problems. Even the New York Times had a little article 3 or 4 days ago, a small article saying how their cash flows have diminished because none of the advertisers are going to go to the New York Times.
But it's down 97, 90. Listen, how do they make $800 million a year and then we're bigger than them, literally, on online? Again, it's all delusional, and people finally see the emperor has no clothes. 97.5% reduction in their profits third quarter. They are in free fall.
Well, they're basically bankrupt. what you have here is you have an entity which is basically bankrupt, but they don't want to declare the bankruptcy. You have a Mexican drug lord that's been funding them on the cash flows. You don't need reporters anymore. You don't need an editor. All of that is nonsense. What has happened, thanks to InfoWars and Breitbart and others, and what we've done, it was to take away the newspapers, to take away their content, and basically realign it with the 21st century. What do I mean by that? The internet and social media was so powerful that you knew how to use it, Breitbart knew how to use it, Bannon knew how to use it, and most importantly, Trump knew how to use it. He was brilliant. He absolutely understood the power of the social media and Twitter. Now, I studied that in 1973 at MIT when I was taught by DARPA, the internet and social media. You and I have talked about it, where your father was involved in it. But in 1973, before Zuckerberg or Gates came out and self-aggrandized themselves, we were already talking about the impact of the social media on the world. And that was funded by DARPA and the CIA in its heyday. Now, you see 50 years later, Trump literally using it, and the Democrats had no idea. They didn't even use it at all. And what did they do? They went exactly the old road. Not the road least traveled.
And they're still going the old road. I don't understand it. I mean,
because they're ignorant. They were ignorant, self-delusional, and arrogant. When you have that tripod and you have that triad, it's a very deadly combination. It's basically self-destructive. You and I have talked about that. You and I have never been self-destructive. We've always fought. We got hit. We weren't always right, but we kept on coming back. Hillary was totally self-delusional, and her cult, it was really a cult group. I've never seen anything like this.
It was a cult.
It was a cult. It wasn't a movement. It wasn't a liberal movement. It wasn't a movement that had creativity. The closest person to that creativity was the person I happened to have heard a year ago in Warner, New Hampshire, that was Bernie Sanders, who could articulate exactly what the millennials were concerned about. He articulated a formula that made sense. Trump understood that. I understood that. You understood it. I wrote a blog a year ago saying that the normal opponent to Trump would have been Bernie Sanders, not Hillary Clinton.
Sure, so they screwed up by doing that and expanding on that. I mean, he was getting 10 to 1, 15 to 1. By the end, 20 to 1. Likes and traffic on Facebook and Twitter, that's always for any marketer, and they have these big algorithms, total proof. That's why they were panicking, but at the same time still believing they could win because they were putting out fake polls, but people didn't buy the polls, so they didn't go get on the bandwagon for Hillary. That's where they lost it. The fake polls.
It also because Hillary didn't want to hear anything that she didn't want to hear. Alex, you and I understand that we open up and we listen to different things.
Sure.
As you just mentioned, when I talked about devolution of power and it was seemed out of style at this 5-6 years ago, I wasn't blowing smoke in the wind. At this time, we don't have to be self-aggrandizing. We simply say the system has changed. We've gone from paper to the internet. We've gone from numbers to binary.
And the old establishment hadn't figured that out yet.
No, the intelligence community had. But what happened was she had seconded guys like Michael Hayden and others who were sycophants. We, in turn, went back to our own people at a lower level and said, look, we've got a problem. She had a civilian coup. Now, you have to understand what that really meant for my own people. My own people being military intelligence, civilian intelligence, and all across the board. They understood right away when Hillary and Bill had co-opted Comey, Loretta Lynch, the FBI, the CIA.
She was setting up something really dangerous. She had to be dealt with.
There was no question. And the minute that occurred and I got a go-ahead, that meant we ran a counter coup, as you know better than anybody else. We ran it through Julian Assange. And I've got to say, Julian Assange is an honorary citizenship to America. He really has helped
sure.
us
out. How can Trump, you know, I get 3 years ago say it's a traitor. I get on his face, Snowden. How could he not pardon Snowden or give Assange asylum here when these are the guys that got him elected?
Snowden is a separate issue. I have to differ with that. Snowden was part of the CIA. He was part of the NSA. Snowden had a top secret clearance and then special access program. It's a very sensitive issue. When you are part of an organization like Daniel Ellsberg and you suddenly become what they call a whistleblower, I'm very, very mistrustful of who you are and who you represent.
You think he might be a double or triple agent?
Snowden doesn't just represent who he is. He doesn't represent the Russians.
You think Trump's right saying go after him?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Assange is good.
I would bring him through a process That's civil. He should have a defense lawyer, the best that money can buy, Hogan and Archer or William and Conley. I'm sure there are enough lawyers in the Senate who can recommend that. And he should be tried and see
what happens. But as for Assange, he should be given an award. All right, folks, you can find your book, Steve Shinnick Talks, at stevenshinnick.com. Always interesting.
Thank you and your audience, Alex. We couldn't have done it without you.
They're the ones. It's incredible, and we're still not out of the woods yet. But I tell you, we're in the fight, and that's most of the battle. Thank you, Doc. We'll be back with your phone calls and more straight ahead. This is the InfoWars. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you willing?
Keep a coming. Keep your head up to me. Monday through Friday, we're here live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here to make the mainstream media burn. We're going to burn them down with truth. We're going to pull the trigger. Like that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a second. I've done this myself, looking for racism of Stephen Bannon. I don't just go out and defend him. I go out and try to find stuff I've said. And then they'll always take it out of context and, like, literally twist it. It's like yesterday I said, I don't know what happened at Sandy Hook. They take me out of context where I say I could see how it was actors and stage. They have green screen. They've staged so much other stuff. It just doesn't make sense. I guess the whole thing could be fake. People are. I was talking about people criticizing me for saying at least part of it was real. And they've been caught with real events having actors to then try to squeeze as much emotion out of it as they can. I mean, CNN just got caught last week with fake interviews. And they take a complex thought like that where I'm really trying to tell people what I think. And you're like looking into your brain saying, how do you describe this? Because it's complex. I don't know. Usually I know, and so I can be definitive. But when I don't know, I'm like, well, I look at it on this side, look at it on that side, and I feel sorry for the parents of the kids. And I know there are school shootings, and it's terrible. So, and then the media thinks they've got me. Oh, he backed with, they had a New York Daily News article today, a bunch of others. Alex Jones comes in and says he doesn't believe Sandy Hook was staged, and then 1 minute later contradicts himself. No, I didn't. I was very clear, just like I just was. The whole official story is very convoluted. A lot of it doesn't add up, and a media that's been caught lying so much is running it, so how do I believe anything? I could have a neighbor that's lied to me 50 times who I know is a criminal, and they come and tell me, oh, hey, come home, your house is on fire. I'm not going to believe them, even if the house is on fire, is what I'm saying. So then they play these games, you see. They play these games. And they can take anything and turn it around. Like, I do not believe a Jewish conspiracy runs the world. But there are a lot of criminals that happen to be Jewish that hide behind anti-Semitism claims, like the mayor of Chicago. There's Irish mafia, there's Italian mafia, there's Jewish mafia, there's Dixie mafia. They're all bad. We don't have one mafia running the world, but I think the Emanuels and Obama are like a mafia. Oh, my God, Jews run the world. Alex Jones said it. Oh, my God, and he's Jerusalem Post. And you read these cut-off quotes all cobbled together. It's like, man, there's a reason people don't believe you or listen to you. It's crazy. Rob Jacobs is Jewish, a great friend of mine, the oldest employee at this company. He tells a story growing up in Brooklyn where some of the Hasidic Jews, I found to be great folks, but he said they were, some of them were really obnoxious. He's Jewish, he's allowed to say this, would come up and say, you need to come to our meeting, or you need to do this, or you need to be in this business deal. And when he wouldn't agree, they'd go, oh, you don't like Jews. And, like, sit there and peck at him and, you know, mess with him. And, you know, it's just crazy, folks. I don't like white supremacists. I don't like, Jewish mafia. I just don't like criminal groups. And every group's got it. Let's stop lying about it. I can take you all over the place and find toothless white people that are the dumbest people you can imagine who hate everybody, including their neighbors. All they got is running around going, I don't like the Mexicans. I don't like the N-word. Those people are jackasses. They're jokes. You know, my dad corrected me last week. He said, you know, you're talking about my dad who ran for office as a Republican and who was loved by the black folks and things, and who stood up the Klan, had the Klan threatening him. He goes, they weren't that threatening. They were a bunch of goobers and wimps. I mean, he did stand up to them. And they did threaten him, but he goes, you know, wasn't like it was that scary. And I said, well, of course, you know, your dad was a badass and he had the people behind him, but they still did threaten him because I've been threatened over him myself in East Texas. But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, my family has literally fought the KKK, and I get to sit there and have dumbasses tell me I'm with the KKK with a bunch of potbelly dumbasses who want to run around acting like they're in some cool club. I've been invited to the inauguration and don't even want to go to that. I'm going to be out in the street fighting the demonstrators, exposing them. That's where I am. Anybody figured out yet? I don't want to be in anybody's club. I'm not in anybody's club. I don't care if you're black, white, woman, man. As long as you're cool, I like you. If you're an a-hole, I don't like you. I don't want to go to your phone calls. It's just, I'm back there and Matt, one of the producers, is going, yeah, look at this article. He's on a BuzzFeed. They admit Pierce Bannon over a year ago talking about how we're trying to wash out racism in the libertarian right-wing movement and how we want to get everybody, including minorities, involved. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why the white supremacists hate me more than Benjamin Netanyahu. A world where he said racism on the far right gets washed out. And yeah, he called Putin a kleptocrat. He doesn't like Putin. It's a diverse group. The point is that I'm not even sitting here saying Stephen Bannon's perfect. They just misrepresent. They say he's an anti-Semite when Breitbart's basically a pro-Israel outfit. This is just horse crap. It's all, and I'm not even here defending it because, oh, you're getting us. Oh, you're on target. Oh, I better defend. It's, you're a joke. InfoWars has never been about race garbage, except for exposing it. If you Google Alex Jones, Jewish agent or whatever, you'll just get, I mean, literally, you go to the Nazi websites, folks, they hate me more than anybody on earth. And you know why? It's because I just want everybody to have freedom, and I want to win the culture war, where no matter what color you are, you're into free market, the Second Amendment, and freedom. I don't care what color you are, we can ride around in jacked up monster trucks, drinking beer, and shooting fully automatic weapons. I mean, you know, I just am not a creep, folks. And I get there's an anti-white agenda. God, there is one. But that's what the system sells, because racism is successful with dumb people. And there's no shortage of dumb people, regardless of skin color. But if you Google and just go look at what the white supremacists, you know, I found out the white supremacists are a bunch of feds. They're a bunch of Southern Poverty Law Center people. I'm going to tell you right now, 8 times out of 10 from our research, white supremacist leaders work for the big foundations, Ford Foundation, Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not like they've infiltrated these groups so they can control them and, you know, see what they're doing. They create them. They create them. They're gang members, folks. That's all it is. It's gang crap. Like, oh, you got a blue bandana. You got a red bandana. It's all this crap, and I personally am sick of it. You know, I've got a bunch of clips here to play, and I'm going to put a Sandy Hook special out tonight on the Nightly News that Rob has been working on, because they just keep bringing up the Sandy Hook and bringing up a mother, bringing up a sister, bringing up, you know, all this crap. All I know is Anderson Cooper was there, and he turned his head. He was in a freaking green screen. And you got caught with other fake reporters interviewing each other, supposedly on satellite, and it wasn't even on satellite. I mean, I don't know what was going on there. I'm explaining to you again, but it's as phony as a $3 bill. Now, when I'm decisive and I've got hundreds of polls that were done privately showing Trump way ahead, and I told you he was going to win, it's because I have the facts. The only thing I've got is my credibility. And by the way, credibility doesn't mean the way I present information. Oh, Alex Jones yells and screams sometimes. Abso-frickin-lutely, because I'm real. But when it gets down to information, man, I'm not going to lie to you, because of my integrity. My most valued possession is that who I am is right here on my sleeve. In fact, it says AJ right there on my shirt. That's who I am. My integrity is right here. That's all I got right there, folks. You see that? That's all I got. And this world's going to get a lot better when people start living like that. Now, talk about not having integrity. Look at de Blasio. I mean, I looked at photos of him this morning for like 5 minutes. He just looks like a sack of crap, the New York mayor. I wouldn't eat dinner with him. If I saw him trying to sell me a car, I wouldn't walk. I'd run off the lot. De Blasio. You look at him with his creepy staff of creepy manipulators that think, ooh, racism's really effective. Yeah, nobody ever thought of that before. Nobody ever thought to use that before, tribalism. Oh, my God, you're so smart. You're such a genius. Why don't you try with the West and try to phase this crap out? No, instead, you claim you're the West phasing it out when you're the ones bringing it back with these jackass employees saying, F white people. What the hell are you doing in your white bread clothes, in your fancy mansions you live in your big Fifth Avenue palaces, sitting there running around with black people on the street trying to turn them into racist? The good news is every black person I know sees right through this crap. How obvious is it some cracker ass sits there with an F whiteness sign? Nobody likes a traitor. What the hell is your problem? And by the way, you're not a traitor because you're saying F whites. You're a traitor because you're a traitor against the species. I mean, the mayor of New York is a disgusting embarrassment. I figured it's not hatred I have. It's not even disgust. I feel low that you're associated with me as a human. I'm ashamed of you. I really am. I looked at Google Mayor de Blasio and put photos of him. The creepy fake smile looks like Jerry Sandusky. I'm sorry. He just looks like him. A big, fat, leering piranha head. I mean, just my very cells go, ugh, God, evil, ugh, fake. Just, ugh, get away from me. And I'm not saying he's... I mean, look at that guy. Look at that. Look at, I mean, ladies and gentlemen... We have the next contestant for American Psycho, a race-pimping sack of crap, an enemy of everything decent, de Blasio. Just look at him, out there with his staff saying, F white people, You're an effing white male, dude. What is your freaking problem, dude? I bet money that son of a piece of trash absolutely was born in a porta potty at midnight. And I bet you money that he doesn't give any money to people, and he absolutely hates his constituents. I mean, look at that guy. Look at that. Look how he thinks he's God. He thinks he's invincible. He thinks he's smarter than you. No, you're lower than we are. We don't think like you, rat head. What race, a big white guy shows up saying F white people to black rallies? I mean, what kind of hell crap is this? What the hell's your problem, man? What the hell? Like if a black guy showed up at some meeting with a thing and F black people, I'd be, what the hell's your problem? Get the hell out of here. Don't you think we see you, punk? De Blasio, I see you, man. You changed your name. Everything about you's fake. He thought Wilhelm sounded too white. These are insecure people, folks. I want to go to your phone calls briefly because I haven't plugged anything today hardly. Solutions from Science has amazing solar panel unit systems that are right now discounted at a ridiculous rate. PowerGridChaos.com. Got a bunch of other great products as well, but they want to just plug this. You know, I've been talking about trying to start war with Russia, cyber warfare, and all the threats of the power grid. Solutions from Science has a moving warehouse sale. Here are three reasons you should get one of their perfect power generators. It's the one I have, the top-of-the-line model. It's expandable, has a wind input, and even produces pure sine wave power, so you can run medical equipment, even military-grade equipment on it. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com. Save over 70% while supplies last. PowerGridChaos.com. We have the new nutraceutical in. That's BrainForce Plus with now 20% more capsules. And it's a great product. I love it. I quite frankly think our BioTrue Selenium is just as amazing. I'm reminding myself to take one of those little babies right now. But to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free, 888-253-3139. And by the way, we're really good at dominating in media. We're not good at making money. People are like, wow, you got this big organization. Yeah, with billions of YouTube viewers a year and hundreds of millions of radio listeners a year, you'd think, and 126 website in the world, you'd think, no, we're not. I'm not bitching anybody because I'm the one that runs this operation. We're really good at reaching people. We're not good at bringing in the cashola. We don't have any Mexican kingpins, you know, funding us like New York Times. So we're bigger than the New York Times. If you didn't hear, that's why they're in a, oh my God, you're in the New York Times. Oh my God, did you read it? No, I didn't read the article. I'm like, are you human? Am I a prop for the story? You know, do you understand? I mean, I'm talking to them like, we come to your planet in peace. We do not wish to have war with you. I'm not even like, it's just ridiculous. All this, oh my God, the New York Times. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't care if a shirt's from Target or Neiman Marcus if I like it. I'm not into all this classism crap. I like a boat because I want to be on the water. I like a fast car because I like a fast car. Not so you look at me in a red light. I'm just so sick of all the fake people, man. I can't handle it anymore. I look at de Blasio and I'm like, maybe our species isn't good. Look at this guy. He's got to look like he just, you know, pumped the neighbor's dog or something. I mean, I'm sorry. It's an absolute fraud on humanity, a disgrace, an abomination. They are. I just can't help it. Johnny in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Appreciate
Thank you, Johnny. We're not in Kansas anymore, are we?
I have been there for a long time. Hey, well, there are several initiatives we've got running out here, but I want to point out to everybody that Trump is not a savior. Matter of fact, there ain't no saviors out there. We have to save ourselves. So it takes us to get involved in this thing. Grab the reins up and start leading this horse in the direction you want to go. Okay.
I agree. We've all got to reach out, basically adopt brainwashed liberals. I've heard there's a national movement to do that. We should all go out and adopt one of these poor zombies, take them out shooting. Feed them barbecue, pat them on the back, let them, you know, it's just all crazy.
Absolutely. And there's an initiative, surely you've heard about the greatagain.gov website that Trump set up.
Yeah, let's put that on screen. I love it. Here, go ahead. Imagine greatagain.gov.
It's an awesome outreach. that'll go all the way down. You know, if you can get on your smartphone and get there, of course, it's kind of hard to read and type on that smartphone.
But sure. Well, what should we look at on the site? We're on the site right now.
Well, we've got an initiative moving forward to try to get Chris Ann Hall to be a constitutional scholar for Trump, some kind of a education for the people in the service in the government, and especially the armed forces. You know, our armed forces could use some constitutional civics. But
well, I think they're starting to get it now. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Johnny. All right, let's talk to Nick in Connecticut. Yes, Trump did visit a goblin. He didn't kiss a goblin. He didn't get in bed with a goblin. He didn't marry a goblin or have babies with a goblin. But Trump did meet with an actual goblin yesterday. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? What I wanted to talk about real quick was, you know, I'm real hopeful for, you know, the possibility that we're actually going to be able to take back our republic. But I want to know your take on, first of all, Trump considering Romney for Secretary of State, and second of all, the recent meeting he had at Trump Tower with Kissinger. And I saw on my local Fox affiliate that he possibly is being considered as a cabinet member in Trump's administration.
Kissinger?
Yes.
That's not happening. Trump's just patting all these evil people on the head, hoping they just fade off and aren't butthurt, so that he's giving them face-saving measures. I don't like the Romney idea, but he's better than some. He's trying to unify things. He's talking about Ted Cruz for some jobs, too, but you notice that didn't happen. Cruz has been asking for a Supreme Court job for over a year for Trump. So you want him to come back to you, Nick, and tell us your take on this on the other side. Then Matt, Chris, Justin, and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, one of the biggest websites in the world. The enemy hates the site. Keep spreading it. You are winning, folks. You are winning.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You know what's crazy? not just that they're saying all the Trump supporters are racist with almost no evidence. It's that they've got all these hyped up people beating up white folks. And then CNN even goes, well, they're white. They deserve it. We played those clips. And then meanwhile, all Trump's trying to deliver is tax cuts and things like that. People are really, really seeing through this right now. And so I just tell the system, keep it up. I mean, you are just so delusional. There's something about wimps that strolled in and took over this free country that they've taken our restraint as weakness. They've taken our kindness as weakness. And they're about to find out that, well, they are finding out that's not the case. I mean, they death threaten me and stuff. And I'm like, I'm a freaking maniac. You really think I'm scared? I'm not what you're saying that. I mean, I really am a maniac. I mean, I'm kind of ashamed of it at some point. I mean, you think I'm playing games here with you people? I've sworn on the altar of God my entire soul against you. I have turned myself completely over to the resistance of you. Do you understand what that means? You're trying to threaten me? That's a joke. You're a joke. The truth is, I'll lose my soul and be destroyed if I don't resist you. I know that. My frantic resistance to you is my panicked psyche realizing how evil you are that I've got to resist you or I'm with you. I'm guilty constantly that I'm not doing enough to fight you, you sacks of filth. It's not because I'm some good person, but it's because I love God. If there's a bright point in the universe, you're the furthest point from it, and I just think you need to know that. Not in a demoralizing way, I just want you to know you mean nothing to me, those of you that serve this system. And I don't talk to our listeners a lot, I talk to the enemy. Because I want the enemy to know that I see you and I know who you are. And you know I see you, and that's good. I'll let Nick finish on the Kissinger thing. Yes, I was doing the goblin joke. He met with Kissinger yesterday. He says he'll meet with the Shah of Iran. So all I care about is leaving the guns alone, defending the borders, cutting taxes, prosecuting the Clintons, not putting his foot on America's neck. That's what we're pushing. That's what we're promoting. And just not caring about political correctness now and all these moral high ground people that want us to go, we're sorry we've been bad. You're right. I'm sorry I'm racist. And I'm not. In fact, I transcend all you people's pushing the racism line. Nick, go ahead.
You know, I'm thinking this is probably just their last-ditch efforts to try, you know, and I know he's not going to sell out, but try to get Trump on board before they go to Plan B, which is unfortunately they're going to try to take him out, and that terrifies me that that's a possibility. And
that's right, and Trump, by the way, is really into the spirit of it, and is very fatalistic, the word that's been used, but that's improper. He just is committed, and he has no fear. He loves it.
Right. That's me. That's why he won't move out of Trump Tower. I kind of wish he would.
Well, brother, look, Trump's in another level now, and so he's stepped up there. That's what it's all about, brother. And all of us that fight this tyranny are right there with him. So this is biblical. This is biblical. I appreciate your call. Great points there. Yeah, no, the Kissinger thing's got to happen. That guy represents the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. We're going to hold music the last 10 seconds. Go ahead. How's stuff in Florida there, Justin? Everything good there? Everything nice? A little bit of birdies flapping around? A little bit of nice
stuff
going on?
Yeah, actually, the weather's getting cool. It's nice. So I just want to get right to the point, though. I believe that now we're at a point where everybody knows revolution has begun. We're ready to take action. And it's time for a plan on how to do that. And I have a plan to do that. And so we need to rally behind our new president and continue this revolution.
All right, I'm going to come back to you then in 70 seconds. Dr. Strangelove says in Dr. Strangelove, Mein Führer, I can walk. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Hour number 4. That was a Stanley Kubrick joke. We're not being Nazis. We're making fun of Nazis for the New York Times, okay? We don't use code words like you do. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.